Rosie O'Donnell blasts official response to East Palestine train disaster, nothing's being done. By David Ng on February 20, 2023. Rosie O'Donnell is furious over the official response to the unfolding train disaster in East Palestine, Ohio. In a TikTok video that has gone viral, the former talk show queen and Trump antagonist blasted the Environmental Protection Agency, the mainstream news media, and the companies involved in the unfolding catastrophe. This is a tragedy of epic proportion, and it's criminal negligence by that chemical and train company, O'Donnell said. And nothing's being done about it. It's not on the news enough. It's not something that people are talking about. It's like being pushed to the back burner. Watch below. O'Donnell saved her harshest words for the EPA, which is headed by Biden appointee Michael S. Regan. The EPA comes out with a very non-alarmist, "Everything's okay, don't worry about a thing" statement, she said. And it's infuriating. I don't trust the EPA. I don't trust them. After 9/11, I don't know how anyone could. She added, "There was no cleanup. There was dust everywhere. Toxic, horrible, cancer-causing. And they lied to the American people. I don't believe the EPA." In a follow-up video posted to Instagram, O'Donnell disputed claims made by some commenters who said she finally woke up. "I didn't finally wake up. This is exactly how I felt at all national tragedies," she said. "This is what I feel, compassion for my fellow man. Disappointment in a government that doesn't take good enough care of its people. And frustration at the way corporate entities seem to have impunity in this country now. This is not a Democratic or Republican stance," she said. "This is who I've always been, and it's is always what has mattered to all Americans. We have to stop with the right and the left. We have to come together, soon." Despite her initial objections to Joe Biden's 2020 presidential campaign, in particular, his advanced age and cognitive decline, O'Donnell ended up endorsing Biden for the White House, albeit unenthusiastically. As Breitbart News reported, O'Donnell said about Biden, "This is who we have." Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.